Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
There's a little controversy, or at least there was, about whether or not Snoop Dogg should be in gospel music. Well, he's in this song, so that means he's in my show. Here's Rodney Hutton featuring Snoop D-O-double-G making a way on Real Gospel.
Pastor Hutton. You know God is good. God is good all the time.
Coming my trials, and I thank you, Lord, for extending your grace and mercy. For you never gave up on me, created all I can see. Yes, I serve an everlasting God.
Yes, I serve an everlasting God.
Yes, I serve an unexplainable God.
Yes, I serve an unexplainable God.
Man of miracles. He's good, he's mighty.
He's right.
Oh, oh, oh. Feet on solid ground. Yes, I serve an everlasting God.
Yes, I serve an everlasting God.
Yes, I serve an unexplainable God.
Yes, I serve an unexplainable God.
Man of miracles.
Man of miracles.
He's good. He's mighty.
He's right.
Oh, 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 oh.
He keeps taking my way.
Me up, so yes, he blesses me.
Blesses
yes,
me.
He takes me up, so he blesses me. Time and time again, I fall to my knees. Time and time again, all I need is the man up above, the one and only, the one who shows love.
The homie,
see, love is love.
and God is love.
Yes, sir.
So put your hands in the air one time.
Yes, sir.
If you love what I love.
The Hutton City's church.
Real gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have this man of God on the program with me today. I'm talking about the one and only Rodney Hutton. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, Rodney.
God bless you, sir. How are you?
I can't complain. I cannot complain. God is good. God is always making a way.
Amen. Amen. God is great.
Yeah, so for those who may not be familiar with who you are, first and foremost, tell them where you're calling me from, and then give us a quick, you know, synopsis about who you are, how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Amen. We are calling from Chicago, Illinois. We are here pastoring a church, pastoring with my wife. I've been a pastor for a little bit over 20 years. I got a new ministry that we started back in 2011. We just celebrated 8 years of ministry with that church, and God has been blessing us. I love God. I am a preacher's kid, and we are just on the assignment doing what God has called us to do. And we recently just put out a project, a single, and we're just trying to see what God is going to do with this, and just believing that everything will be all right in the end.
Amen. So you're a PK, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Born and raised
in the church. I can relate to some of that. I really can. That's just a story for
yes,
another
sir.
Day. Mm-hmm. So I guess what people want to know, especially if they've heard your song featuring Snoop Dogg, how did you end up getting Snoop on your project?
Well, I got a few different scenarios. I have a nephew who was a part of the Dogg Pound since like 95, and him and Snoop has been very close, and I've been friends with Snoop over the years. And just recently, we were working on a project, and my nephew came to me asking that I have anything that I think Snoop would probably want to be on. And so we went back in the studio and put something together. He made the phone call. Snoop loved the song, and the rest is history.
Well, you know, let me just say, you know, because, you know, people want to ask. I've got to ask the question. So what are your thoughts about, you know, Snoop Dogg? Well, see, I messed up with this. Snoop Dogg. All right. I was trying to show off my hip-hop skills there, but it's been a while. What are your thoughts about Snoop doing rap in gospel?
You know what?
In gospel?
I feel like this, you know. We don't know what God is doing in this last season, and whoever God wants to use and whoever he wants to use as a vehicle to make those seeds. You know, the Bible says one plant, another one waters, and he gives the increase. So we just got to be the ones who plants the seed. We don't know where God is going to take him and how God is going to use him. I don't want to be the person that's going to be in the way of God getting any type of glory. So however God works, and how the Bible says he works in mysterious ways, and I'm open to see what God is doing. Whatever he's doing in this season, just don't do it without me. So me being a vehicle, however that may be, I know some of the church people may not agree, but I'm blessing God for who he is.
Well, I had to ask so people would know. Lord,
yes,
whatever
sir.
You're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Paul Morton, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So I appreciate that. I appreciate that answer. So how much of a feedback have you been receiving now that you've got Snoop on this particular song? So your congregation, are they familiar with him?
Yes. You know, I've been getting great feedback from those who support us. Great feedback. We really just put it out nationally within the last month, and the response has been very great.
Amen. So I love the song, Making a Way. Can you talk to us about the history of the song? Are you writing the music? Who are the musical geniuses behind the instruments and everything that comes with this song? It's an awesome song.
I got a couple of people on my team. I got another nephew who actually did all the production on it, named Arion Tucker. Had another nephew who did some writing named PJ Bolton. And we just kind of just collabed and just came up with something, because we're all in a place where we've seen the hand of God work in our lives. And, you know, everybody just agreed. He keeps making the way. He keeps turning things around, no matter how difficult things may be for some people. God keeps making a way. Every time I look around, when it looks like there is no door, when it looks like there is no light, there is a way that God is performing for us. So we just wanted to put something out that was going to be happy, uplifting, upbeat, and let the people just enjoy the fruit of what God has been doing in their lives.
Amen. Amen. Making a way. I mean, that works. Not only is that a sermon title, but it's great for a song. Who else can we expect on this project? Any other surprise artists, guests?
We're working on a few others. I'm not ready to release those names yet, but we're definitely coming with some real fire from above. I believe that God has put His hand on this project, and we just, like I said, we've been in music for a while, but I've never wanted to step out and do anything as far as album was concerned. But I felt the pulling of the Lord on me on this one, and I was scared. I was all of that, and the Lord said, "Do it afraid." And when He said that word, I just stepped up and got going.
Do it afraid. Is that the name of the next song?
No, sir. Saying. No, sir.
Or sermon title? Yeah.
The Pulse. The name of our album is going to be called The Pulse. And I just a quick little story behind that is that I went through a heart procedure. And, you know, I had to get a stent put in my heart. And while I was on the table and I was just praying and asking God to bring me through, I could see the light on the monitor, and I could see that heartbeat just pumping. And I saw the pulse begin to rise, and the Lord just dropped in my spirit that this next season in your life is going to be the rhythm that I'm putting into your place. So you just follow the rhythm of life, and everything will fall in place. And the pulse just came to our heads, and that's how we got that.
That's awesome. What's your connection to the Church of God in Christ? To whom I have to say, for those who know me, I'm a member. So, go ahead.
Born and raised in Church of God in Christ. My dad was a superintendent in the church. We were under Bishop Bonner. We were under Bishop Goodwin out of Chicago. I don't know if you know those. We were under Bishop Chamberlain. Just like I said, those are my roots. Those are my roots, and I was born and raised in the church.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I'm also a member. My pastor is Vice Chairman Bishop Jerry L. Maynard. So I'm not sure if you've heard of him,
sir.
But yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, so I'm talking.
And I'm sure you know my goddad is Dr. Willie James Campbell.
Yes,
so you know him.
Yes, sir. It's a small world. How about that? You know, so tell us a little bit more about your roots and some of the things that you do within the Church of God in Christ. What jurisdiction,
well,
things of that nature?
Right now, we're not associated with anyone at this particular time. I kind of stepped away, I did away from the church at this moment. I kind of got with Bishop Campbell and had conversations with him. And I wanted to concentrate strictly on the building of my ministry, and that's where I'm at right now, with the prayers of the Lord and with the prayers of those who love me. I'm just kind of concentrating on building our local ministry at this point.
Amen. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so I have a feeling that you've been praying and God has been moving and opening doors, and tremendous things are happening for you. I'm excited about what God is doing for you and your family and your ministry in this season. What other nuggets can we glean from this project called The Pulse?
You know, I was just talking to someone the other day, and, you know, it's about being committed to the outcome, and You know, you and God can agree on the outcome, but you got to be committed to the process. You know, so yes, I agree with God that, you know, He knows our end before our beginning, but I gotta go through the process of getting to that end. And so a lot of people give up midway, a lot of people throw in the towel, a lot of people say, what's the use? But if I'm committed all the way through, from top to bottom, no matter good, bad, ugly, I know that God's going to see us through. So I'm going to tell people to just hang on in there. You know, God never makes a mistake. He never puts you on assignment that He cannot and will not bring us through. And so we're excited, man, about being committed all the way through the process.
Amen. Can you give some advice right now to any individual that is probably, I would say, a pastor, and they feel like maybe they've been put in the box and God has called them to step outside of the box, sort of like what you did with your life in ministry? What advice can you give that pastor or those persons who are hearing from God and they're just afraid? And, you know, I think we had a cliche earlier about do it afraid. So talk to them about what it's like to do it afraid. What advice can you give?
The best advice I can really give to you is make sure you have a good support system in your ear. You know, everybody's not going to understand the vision that God has given you, and you really at this time can't share with everybody. But those who are supportive and those who care about what's going on with you, make sure that they're feeding and giving you light and giving you, the necessary nutrients that you need to survive. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about what you are happy with, and I'm, and every decision you make, you know, you got to live with. But I pray, I fast, I seek God. I don't do anything without communing with Him first, and then I go out and do what I'm supposed to do. But your relationship with God must be intact, and you must first be in a place of understanding who you are, and then God will begin to reveal who He is to you. So I encourage people to stay on the track, stay on the trail, and God will definitely bring you through. I'm a living witness. You can be there to support others. You can be there for other people's celebrations. But now it's your season. It's your time. And you got to know when it's your season and it's your time.
Amen. That's awesome. So you mean to tell me that there are a lot of people who are sort of misguided in life because they don't understand who they are and why God created them? Is that a common thing?
I believe that is, because a lot of people, we're in a day and time where we're looking at social media and we're looking at people who's living a fairy tale, and we think that that's real life. And a lot of times that's not real. So we get caught up in trying to pretend to be that. And then when it's all said and done, we're drained because we've been pretending so long. And so now I have no more fight left for the real part of me, because I've been trying to pretend to be something that I'm not, when all you have to do was be yourself in the beginning and let God get the glory out of your life. So a lot of people are going through identity crisis, trying to compare. You know, the spirit of that comparison thing is real heavy in our churches right now, because we see other people, we don't know their story, but we see things, we see them smiling, and you just look over and say, oh, I want to smile like that. So you start acting like that. And most times, when you don't know their testimony, you don't try to be something that you're not.
Amen.
Don't try to be something that you're not. Be you.
Amen. I appreciate that. Words of wisdom from the one and only Bishop Rodney Hutton. Thank you, Bishop. You know, I spoke it over you, sir.
I appreciate you, man.
Yes, indeed. How can the listeners find out more about you? How can they be on the lookout for the project? All that good stuff. How can they find you?
We're on all social media platforms. That's on Facebook as Rodney Hutton Ministries. You can find us there. On Instagram, we're Rodney Hutton. On Twitter, we're Pastor Rod Hutton. And you can also download the single on CDBaby.org. You can go on there and download it right now. It should be on all platforms. We're just waiting on some more documents to be signed by Snoop and his cabinet. And once that is taken care of, it'll be on all platforms across the world.
Amen. The one and only Pastor Rodney Hutton, thank you so, so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us on Real Gospel.
I appreciate this time, sir. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.